Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, the place for everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company. If you're committed to growing your company, go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com and get all of my best stuff for owners who want more out of their cleaning companies and more out of life. Today, we're talking with Joshua Boyd from Boyd's Cleaning Service. Boyd's Cleaning Service is the serves the Prince George's County, Maryland. If you think that's easy to say, try it yourself, with both commercial and residential services. If you want to reach out to Joshua and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.boydscleaningservicesmdformaryland.com. Joshua, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hello, everyone.
Excited to have you on, my friend. Would love to, looking forward to our chat. You want to give us a little background about how you got in the business and kind of what you do in your spare time and family, all that good stuff?
Sure. Well, as Mike said, you know, my name is Joshua Boyd. I'm fairly new to the cleaning industry. I want to say I've been, it's about 2 months since I've been up and running. Don't really have a lot of experience. I'm just kind of, like I said, it's kind of new for me. So I'm just trying to, pretty much just, you know, go as I, you know, learn as I go. Currently I have also have a landscaping business that I've been running, for the past, 4 years. I've been pretty successful with that. Kind of made me want to lean in the direction of a cleaning services, because I had a lot of customers, who would say, you know, would mention that they would want their home clean, and, you know, just kind of made me think, you know, wow, what if I had my own cleaning company, I could be able to serve these customers. To make a long story short, I made the decision to go ahead and, you know, start my cleaning business, like I said, 2 months ago. And everything's been going pretty good. I'm located here again in the Bowie, Maryland area, not too far from Washington, D.C. I really love what I'm doing right now. I'm just looking forward to much success.
All right, cool. So have you gotten your first customer yet?
Yes, I have.
Awesome. How'd you, I know Cleaning Nation, for all the people that are looking to start, are going to be dying to know. How'd you get your first customer?
Well, my first customer was actually from a friend of a friend. Someone I know personally, they had someone that, you know, needed cleaning services. So, you know, they gave me a call and I went out to service them.
Okay, cool. And do you have employees? Or are you doing the work yourself right now?
Yes, I do have 2 employees.
Awesome. So you've only been in business 2 months. You've got a couple employees. Sounds like you got 3 or 4 accounts.
Yeah, you could say that.
All right. That's for 2 months. That's pretty, and I've been to your website. It's pretty decent looking. So I got to say, for 60 days, you've got a hell of a start, my friend.
Well, thanks, Mike.
All right, cool. We'll have to do a follow-up interview a year from now and see what's shaking at that point.
Well, I hope I only have good news for you.
If not, we'll edit it out and make you sound good. It's all right.
Okay.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for kind of sharing about where you're at and how you found your way into the cleaning business. Let's talk about how I can help you today. What one thing would you like help with in your business, my friend?
I would say how to retain customers. The customers that I have, I want to, keep them for a long time.
Okay, and that's such a good forward-thinking question for being most guys in the business 2 months in would be all about how do I get new customers. I love that you get the value of how much easier it is and cheaper it is to keep the customers you have happy as opposed to trying to go out there and make friends with strangers.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. Well, I've got two or three quick things that I'm going to hit you with that I think you and Cleaning Nation will benefit for. So let's dive in. First and foremost, you look for red flags. The worst time to have a conversation of "I'm leaving," "don't leave," "let me tell you why you shouldn't leave," is when they're calling to tell you they quit. You got to be proactive, and you want to kind of look for the precursors to people leaving. Oftentimes when we get busy, seems like out of the blue they just call and say, "We quit. You know, don't come anymore. They don't pay us," or something funky like that. And again, that's kind of a reactive, difficult way to go. I always encourage my clients, make sure that you are looking for red flags so you kind of have a heads up beforehand. Some of the red flags that you can look for, and there's a bunch, but like if you've had the same cleaner at a building, whether it's residential or commercial, for a long, long time, and that cleaner moves accounts or quits, that's a great red flag that something might be happening. Obviously, if you get a call saying, "Hey, we're unhappy," or something happened, or there's a complaint, I think as we get busy, it's easy for us to kind of chalk that up to, that's just Mr. Johnson being a pain in the neck again, as opposed to, "Hey, he's warning me that he's going to quit. I should pay attention to that." Another one might be an event. If it's home and they're having a party, or if it's a business and they've got a VIP, you know, the owner's coming in, or just shareholders, somebody important's coming in, and they reach out and say, "Hey, we really want something to be special." That can be a time where stuff gets screwed up. If there's a price raise, that might be a time where they're going to be looking for. So there's a lot of common sense stuff, but there's three or four right off the bat red flags that you want to look for. So when those things happen, you're ready and you've got a system and process in place to maintain them and communicate with them, as opposed to just watching it go by and taking the risk. Any questions so far?
No, that all makes sense.
Okay, cool. So the second part is a system. When that red flag comes in, again, we get so busy, you don't want to just kind of figure it out on the fly. So if someone calls and says, "Hey, I had a problem," you don't want to try and reinvent the wheel every time one of these red flags happens. Every time an employee quits or someone has a problem or there's a VIP, any of these things, you don't want to reinvent the system. So you're going to want to sit down and create your red flags system. So one of these things happen, you know that anytime an employee is moved, you're going to send that customer a gift certificate saying, "Thank you for being such a loyal customer. We appreciate you." The owner is going to give them a call and say, "Hey, is there anything we can do better?" And they're going to get a postcard in the mail with a little coupon or something. And again, I'm just making that off the top of my head. But the key is you've got a system and a process that you don't have to think through or set up. It's already ready to go. So when one of these red flags gets triggered, your company automatically jumps into action with the plan that you've pre-thought about, and it's already got all the resources and everything set up. So it's very easy, as opposed to someone calling or someone switching accounts and you don't have anything set up and you think, I'll get to it. And by the time you get to it, the person's calling to quit and it's already way too late.
Okay.
Any questions? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Okay, cool. The second thing is you want to constantly communicate, and this works for both your prospects and your customers. You want to make sure you do stuff like newsletters, daily emails or weekly emails, where you're just constantly, you've got, again, systematize it, right? You can't call every customer every 2 seconds as you get larger, but you can't have a email or a newsletter or a coupon or just something fun or an automated call where you make a voicemail and it goes out to all your customers saying how much you appreciate them. There's a lot of stuff that you can do to automate and systematize, so you're not only talking to your customers when there's a problem, they're used to hearing you and you're asking for feedback. You're saying, "How can we do better?" Maybe you're having little contests where, hey, if you do a referral or if you we're going to nominate a customer of the month every month for the guy that pays the best or has the best attitude. You want to kind of have constant communication. And as you do that, you want to build a community so they don't just feel like, you know, I give Josh $150 a month and he cleans my house. They feel like I give Josh hopefully $200 or $300 or $400 a month and I'm a part of that community. You know, Boyd's Cleaning Services, I belong to them, right? There's gym memberships. They don't just go to the gym. Like, I'm a member of this gym. You want people to feel like they're a member of Boyd's Cleaning Service. So that community a lot of times will buy you some screw-ups. If you screw up or something goes wrong or they're upset, if they feel like they belong to a community and they're an important, valued member of the community and they value you, they're going to look to say, "Hey, how can we fix this? How can we make this right?" As opposed to just saying, "I'm out, I quit." So that could be actually, that's probably of everything I said so far, that's probably the most powerful thing, is make them feel like they're part of something bigger than just a cleaning service. Sound good so far? Am I going too fast?
No, that's perfect. That was some great advice right there.
Okay, I got two more, just in case Clean Nation thinks okay. I'm not giving you bang for your buck. Last thing is, you always got to do exit interviews, right? When people quit, it is so easy just to be like, oh, that guy was a jerk, or he never paid, or, you know, to kind of shift the blame and not really take a minute to go, wow, there's a potential for some really good information in there, and that's a great time to get it, right? If you're trying to get them to stay customers or not leave or whatever, you can't get information because you've got an agenda and you're trying to do what you're trying to do. But once they quit and they're gone, wait a week or 2 weeks or a month afterwards and call them and go, hey, tell me about that. You know, Mr. Johnson or whoever you're dealing with, this is Joshua. I'm the owner. We served you for a while and we really felt honored to do so. And you've chosen to go a different way. I just want to make sure that whatever upset you, we don't keep doing with our other customers. Can you share and let us know what we did and how we could have served you better? That will give you so much information to make sure it doesn't happen to the next person. And you do 10 of those calls, I can almost guarantee you, especially if you've waited a month, one of those 10 is going to sign back up again. So that kind of is a nice little ninja strategy. Again, you're not trying to get them back, but you just want that information. And if you get a lot of, well, my cleaner was rude, and you make 3 or 4 of those calls and it's the same cleaner, you're going to be able to make a change or get that problem fixed a lot sooner than if, you know, you're not making those calls. So that can be a really nice weapon in your tool belt. Last thing is, it's not over when they leave. The biggest hero I can always be when I go into a company for one-on-one consulting, which I rarely do, is I go right to their old customers, their old bids, the people that have called them. They know them. They trust them. They have a relationship with them. But they're not currently doing business. You start calling those people, your previous customers from a year ago, 6 months ago. And again, this doesn't work for you, Joshua. So replay this again in a year when you've got 100 customers that you've lost, or you went in and for whatever reason you didn't give the bid. Start communicating with them and just say, hey, what's going on? How can we serve? Maybe we can do a free cleaning. What can we do? Can we come out and give it? You know, find some sort of benefit you can give to them and offer it for free to get that conversation started again.
I got you.
All right, I could go on and on and on, but we've only got 20 minutes for these podcasts. Any other questions or comments or thoughts on that before we move on to the lightning round, my friend?
No, I feel that was an excellent piece of advice. I'm looking forward to implementing that into my business.
All right, when you call back a year from now and you're big and bad and got all these employees and making all this money, you can tell Cleaning Nation how you attribute all that success to this very call.
Okay, great.
I don't even care if it's lying. It just made me feel good. All right, brother. That's fantastic. Hopefully that gave you some feedback and some value. Let's turn the tables, move to the lightning round, and give you the opportunity to give value back to Cleaning Nation. 3 quick questions. I have full confidence you're going to give 3 amazing answers. Question 1, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
To never give up. I mean, with any business adventure, you know, a hard work, you know, never get up. Sometimes you got to run through, you know, 1,000 no's just to get that, you know, that one yes. So, that's the best piece of advice I've ever received, just to, you know, to work hard and never give up.
Here, here, brother. I will bet on the horse that never gives up over the skilled, better looking, more money horse every day of the week. I couldn't agree more. Question 2, what's the biggest mistake you've ever made in the cleaning business that maybe we as a community can learn from? And again, you've only been in 2 months, so I'm really interested to hear what you say. Did I stump you right off the bat?
I would say maybe to not, like, you know, prejudge anyone, you know, and this type of business, I mean, you have to look at it like, you know, everyone is a customer. You know, don't just say you don't think they have enough money to, you know, to afford your service. You know, I would pretty much just you know, ask anyone, you know, when you have a business like this. So never, you know, underestimate anyone.
I'm going to give you guys some bonus content because that just reminds me of an amazing story. I've heard that said 2 different times in 2 totally different industries that agree exactly with what you just said, Joshua. First of all, my last job when I was 21 years old, the only real job I ever had before I went into being an entrepreneur, was as a car salesman. And I worked at one of the more prestigious lots here in Phoenix. And it's funny, I noticed as a new guy, I would talk just like you said. I talked to anybody, right? I wasn't judging the young couple that came up in flip-flops or dressed silly. And I did really, really well just because I was too dumb. And I'm doing the huge, obvious air quotes here, too dumb to realize those people didn't have any money. And I just made friends and tried to help them best I could. And they ended up doing business with me. And I was really successful. And I only was there for a year or two before I quit and started my own business. But I noticed a lot of times that younger people would have a really big bump for the first month or two, and then they would go down. Like, it's almost like they got worse. And I think it was because they wised up and thought, oh, I know who buys and who doesn't. And they stopped just talking to everybody, and they didn't have as much success. So that's the first thing I would say. I absolutely agree with you. And the second thing, I haven't had this firsthand, but I forget, I was reading a book or talking to somebody that's in the casino business. That's the first thing they beat into your head if you're a pit boss or you're someone in charge of getting the people to gamble, is you can never judge a book by its cover. Some of the poorest looking people have the most money, and some of the people with all the bling have no money. So I don't know how I got off on that tangent. I guess, long story short, Joshua, I agree 1,001%.
Oh, great.
All right, dude, last question. What's one idea listeners, Cleaning Nation, could put in practice today that's going to improve their life or their business?
I would say to, you know, to treat this business, you know, like it's not a 9-to-5, but you know, you want to treat it like one. You know, you don't have a boss or someone to tell you, you know, what to do all the time, but you have to be your own boss, you know, and, you have to be, you know, be disciplined. You know, put yourself on a schedule, you know, to make things happen, for you. Yeah, that's pretty much what I would say.
All right. Well said, man. I think I'm just going to go ahead and call it. You're 3 for 3 on the lightning round, brother. You crushed it. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion and your desire to grow. I appreciate you. Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Joshua's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, go to www.growmycleaningcomp.com. We got the podcast, we got blogs, webinars, downloads, all sorts of stuff. You can leave your questions, your comments, even your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.